student may have Dan Brown survived a suicide attempt in 2013 that resulted in both his leg being amputated. After being diagnosed with depression, he now works with the South African Depression and Anxiety Group to raise awareness about the importance of mental health. Thank you for joining us, Dan. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm really honored to be here.
So can you please tell me more about yourself and how was it growing up in Melbourne's Grant?
So I'm 31 years old now. I'm a marketing manager and I'm studying psychology through UNISA as well. I grew up in Melkbosstrand. It's a small village on the west coast. So everyone kind of knew everyone because it was so small. And it was a very safe place to grow up, but very quiet.
You were bullied when you were still at school. How did that affect your well-being?
Yeah, so I was bullied for being gay and for not fitting in. And it really damaged like my image of myself. And my self-confidence. I just wanted to fit in. I just felt that there was something wrong with me that, you know, made people bully me or not accept me.
What would you say to a bully or someone that is being bullied?
To a bully, I would say, you know what, I know that bullying is just, you know, everyone's trying to figure out who they are and how they fit in when they're at school. But you don't realize what a long-term effect bullying can have on someone. You know, for you, it might just be pushing him in the passage today, but you don't know that push is going to stay with him for the rest of his life and affect the way he feels about himself. And for someone being bullied, I would just say, stand up. Don't let someone else's opinion change the way you think and feel about yourself.
So why did you choose to go to London from all the cities around the world?
So I went to visit a friend of mine in London before I moved there. And, you know, for the first time, I just felt like I could be myself completely. And it was the first place that I really felt at home. So I thought, you know, if I go there, then all my problems are going to be solved and everything will be okay.
What was going through your mind when you wanted to end your life?
So I'd been struggling with depression for many years. It was about 10 years after I left school. But I just felt I was exhausted. I was tired of waiting for this one day when everything might be okay because it didn't feel like that day was going to come. I just felt like a failure in every aspect of my life. And I was comparing myself to other people, you know. I wasn't as successful as my friends. I didn't have a relationship. And I just wanted to find some peace and quiet and to take the pressure off me.
When did you start accepting the way you are?
It took me a long time after my suicide attempt to accept, you know, the fact that I don't have legs now and that I was still alive because, you know, I tried to end my life. But about 8 months after my suicide attempt, I kind of realized, okay, you know what? Because everybody told me, oh, there must be a reason that you survived. I just kind of felt, okay, you know what? If I want my life to have meaning, I want there to be a purpose to my survival, then I have to decide to do something purposeful with my life, something that has meaning to me. And that's when I started to talk to do interviews like this and talk about mental health, and that kind of helped me to accept who I am.
What challenges did you face after losing your legs?
So obviously it changed my whole way of life. It changed my access into my house, and you know, when I go out, I can't always go to all the places that my friends do, or I need help and I have to depend on other people to help me get upstairs or up a hill. And at first that kind of made me feel weak, and it made me feel like a burden on my friends and family. But in the end, it actually had a very positive effect because we all learned to trust each other more, and we realized how much, you know, we needed each other and how much we should be there for each other.
So what lesson have you learned in your life, and what keeps you going?
You know, I've learned that people are really important. You can't go through life on your own, and needing people is not a sign of weakness. You know, actually being able to be vulnerable with people and to let them in, to trust them, to tell them how you're feeling, that's actually a sign of strength. It takes a lot of courage to really be honest about who you are and how you're feeling. And chatting to people like you, that's what motivates me and what inspires me. You know, every day I see people helping each other and being there for each other, and that just makes me want to keep going and to be more inspiring for other people.
So who motivates you?
I think, you know, my mom made a huge impact on my life, especially after my suicide attempt. She was there for me so much and helped me so much in my recovery. And all my friends and family that kind of supported me through that, you know, they really believed in me, and that motivates me to keep going, to keep growing, because, you know, I feel like I want to make them proud and, you know, make them, I know, kind of justify the belief that they had in me.
Thank you so much, Dad, for sharing your story and for coming to RX Radio. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
It's been great chatting to you too. Thank you.